1-0 Atlanta United in the 63rd minute. Off the free kick, Atlanta playing down the right wing. Here's Mosquera into the right attacking third with Lennon overlapping. He'll go centrally to Almada. Right corner of the 18. Back to Mosquera, top of the arc, heavy touch. Cleared, but out to Wiley. Shot from distance. Score! Caleb Wiley from just inside of 30 yards gives Atlanta United a 2-0 lead.
That was the voice of Mike Conti and Jason Longshore, both on the call for Atlanta United on Star 94. And this game against the Philadelphia Union, they dug themselves out of a hole to pull out a 2-2 draw.
Well, they were up on the Wiley goal. They were up 2-0, and things got a little bit hairy after that. They had chances most of the first half. You go into halftime, tied 0-0. The United come out of halftime, and it just seems like they're ready to pounce. Diaz puts one home. Obviously, you don't have Giakoumakis in the lineup, still dealing with the injury. And then that goal from Caleb Wiley was just unbelievable. Puts it in from deep, just an absolute laser beam to go up 2-0. But then they kind of lost focus down the stretch. You had a bad clearance back to Guzan that, you know, kind of falls in the lap of a Philadelphia Union guy on offense. He puts it home.
Kai Wagner.
To tie that game, but to lose the points just feels like a kick in the stomach because you were doing everything you needed to do, and you've been so good at home, especially when you've been up by two goals and not be able to pull out 3 points. It was, I don't want to say sickening, but yeah, we're right on the doorstep of that terminology.
Yeah, look, as long as you continue to get some kind of points out of each, you know, each contest that you're in, each match that you're in, I think that's really important. Just be consistent. You just, to your point, you cannot allow wins to slip away, especially at home. But that being said, this team is fun. They're exciting. They're clearly a playoff team right now. And I think it's still so young and early in the season that as things continue to go on and on and on, they're only going to get better, and they're only going to hopefully grow in situations like yesterday.
Well, there was a bit of a moment at the end of the game where there's a throw-in from the near side, and the Union player steps clearly over the out-of-bounds line and throws the ball into the box. It kind of gets deflected and then gets put home for the game-tying goal. And I think Mike Conti tweeted it afterwards. He was like, look, this is not reviewable. It's not one of those things you can go back because it's not the actual goal. You know, that was able to put it home. It was the throw in. But man, there is a still image that's going around, you know, the socials and the Twitter of the, you know, the line judge, the side referee looking at his foot, and it has to be at least a whole foot. His heel is a whole foot over the edge line.
And you know, I can't blame my guys when they're cheated by the refs. I mean,
it just
doesn't come down to one play.
I guess not, man, but it's such an unfortunate thing because
no,
it makes you absolutely ill to look at this entire situation. They also did not have the roof open yesterday, but I was like, man, that's kind of a missed opportunity. But nonetheless, man, United come away with at least a point. You just hate to see that happen at home on a game you're up 2-0, especially against the Union and that whole, you know, that coach up there and everything that's gone on in the past with that team. So,
oh, yeah, you know, we're just a bunch of drunk SEC fans yesterday.
That's it, man.